Why is he saying all this? What is she really getting at? Ever have thoughts like this mid-conversation, attempting to understand what's really being said? Not in a devious way, but just thoughts. I do, which partly may be due to my line of work, regularly receiving requests from people I'm just meeting. This is worth thinking about today for a couple of reasons. St. John the 23rd was known for his quips, but he was probably doing more than proving his cleverness, right? Let's try a few of them on. Anybody can become pope. The proof of this is I have become one. Italians come to ruin most generally in three ways: women, gambling, and farming. My family chose the slowest one. I was born poor, but of honored and humble people. I am particularly proud to die poor. So what's he getting at here? God's greatness compared to our littleness, the dignity of work, the church concerned with the real lives of people. What about the other men of the moment, the words we hear from St. Paul and Jesus today? Turns out, St. Paul wasn't spending all of this week detailing his credentials to make himself feel good. The Galatians were off the track, failing to accept the newness of salvation in Jesus, the law of the Spirit, more than the statutes of the law. That's what he's been getting us ready for these last few days, we heard this morning. After yesterday's Lord's Prayer, Jesus' words today make a lot more sense. Not just wise advice, but from that place of intimate relationship with his Father, with our Father. Let's not fail to listen to each other today, constantly looking for that below the surface point, but we do need to be aware of what's really being said. There's often more going on, especially with God.